his ability to run the football, his ability to not only just run it, but, man, I'm going to buy time running to the sideline and still have my eyes downfield, and I can still throw the ball 60 yards. So it just makes it difficult, right? He's going to get out of the pocket. You talk about rush lane integrity and being where you're supposed to. It's going to take guys just continuing to rush. He's going to find a lane. So how are you relentlessly pursuing him as a rusher? How are you relentlessly sticking in coverage as a man? You talk about the stamina and the energy you need. It takes a little bit extra playing against Josh.
DeMeco Ryans, head coach of the Houston Texans. Bulldog mustering up some dislike for Ryans earlier. I'm not sure that really helps listening to him not only praise Allen, but make sense and seem to do it in a friendly way. His team has been pretty good at it.
I know. You say the one thing I would say there, if I'm really working to like poke at this guy, is that it sounds like Josh Allen has gotten the better of him, which is certainly not the case. I mean, maybe his worst day was 2 years ago there, the 9-for-30 or whatever it was game you referenced yesterday, and we've talked about it many times in the past too. And then last year's game was better, but he was just got beat up, man. He got hit a lot, and it was a very, very rough outing that they still had a chance to win at the very end, which is a little piece to remember about this. And maybe, you know, I mentioned the thing to Sal about, yes, their defense is excellent, and whether you know what they're doing or not, I mean, I'm sure the Bills knew that the two guys on the edge were going to come around and try to wreak havoc, and, you know, they went in prepared for that, and they still got killed trying to stop them from doing it. So, not being surprised doesn't mean you're going to have any kind of an upper hand, but I think you know what you're getting, whereas Houston, the sketchier side of the ball for them is offense, and they can't really know what the Bills are all about. I mean, they maybe you can look at Denver's scheme and think about like Leonard being from that tree, Rex Ryan, whatever, like a familiarity in general with what that kind of scheme is trying to do, but you don't know what Jim Leonard's twists are going to be on it. There's so many new personnel that the Bills are, going to be using as well. So there's a lot, maybe. And that the fact that last year's game felt like the Bills got killed, which in a certain way they did, like physically they got punished, but they were still standing at the end with a chance to make a play and win the game. So if it's another game like that, maybe it simply comes down to that. Does Allen have one more throw in him, one more run in him, one more whatever in him at the end to try to get past this team? Because it probably will be a close game. I don't think I would not anticipate either side. I don't think Houston's really capable of boat racing anyone. I mean, unless the Bills' defense is just completely inept. I don't expect that to happen. So, you know, if the Bills can get to their 24 points, I might like their chances a lot, because I don't think Houston's going to score much more than that.
What is the total? He asked to complete silence. 44 and a half. 1.5, 44 and a half. So 21.5 is your 23 points. You're saying you take 24? I would.
I would take 24. That's what I was saying. I think I nailed that.
I think so, too.
I guess it's pretty close.
It's a very, this is an understatement, a very big year for C.J. Stroud. You know, you can say all that about what they don't know what to expect about the Bills defensively. But week one, I mean, they've also had months to hone their offense, their own stuff, and just because the players are the same, the coordinator's the same too, doesn't mean it has to look the same. So, and you know, Stroud didn't play in the game last year either, by the way.
That is like, right.
He was a sensation as a rookie and then a complete dud after that, I would say, if that's not too strong. Maybe I didn't need complete.
I think dud fits. It's two years
does fit
that weren't good, and the playoffs last year, I wouldn't think it would take much more than a bad out. I don't want to say look similar to the New England game, because like he looked like he had never played football before in the New England game at times. So, but if he struggles early, You know, I don't think people are going to be circling, you know, for his head after one bad week against a team that's a Super Bowl favorite. But it won't take long, I don't think. How last year ended, how strong the rest of the team is. I'm thinking about, like, talking to Will Kunkel last week or the week before, and just other conversations about Houston. But I think it was Will that said, like, you wonder how long the defense is going to keep their heads down. Like, because if they're doing their thing, and this offense, led by Stroud, is just still somewhat, you know, inept, you could end up with a problem. And Stroud strikes me, I mean, he seems like a really earnest, good dude, but I just think he's really quiet. He just seems very soft-spoken, and that can be an... That he seems to have the kind of personality that could just get run over, and that it would really bother him if he knew his teammates were, you know, the slightest bit upset with him. Like, I just, that's how he comes across to me. That's a read from, you know, obviously thousands of miles away, but I think he's a maybe a sensitive dude, and that could really be trouble for them. Like, he probably needs to get off to a decent start this year, I'd say. I'm not saying that they're going to replace him, but fans will start circling. It'll just get really uncomfortable really fast, I think.
That can be true. I still think it'll take longer than that for him to be out. I mean, this is their franchise quarterback. Even though they haven't paid him the big next contract yet, I think that is still the plan. And to pull him in some early slump or after some early slump, then you're really doing what? I mean, you're kind of ending that. And I don't think that they're likely to be prepared to do that. But there's a club option for next year, and then that's it for Stroud. Like, we had Mayfield sign. Well, right. Mayfield's on his, like,
this is year four for Stroud. So, fifth year option next year.
Yeah, which they probably already have
They would have had to have. That happens in May.
Yeah, okay. So that is settled.
Yeah, but I'm not suggesting he's going to get benched early, but, I mean, you know how it works. Like, the conversation about it will start weeks ahead of time, you know, if it's ever going to happen at all. I'm just saying, if he gets off to a rough start, that conversation will start happening. The TV yelly shows will, you know, again, how impactful is that? I don't know. Probably not very much at all, but the conversation will be there.
Well, they are a favorite, so that furthers your point. Like, they're expected to be good.
Right.
And they were good last year despite Stroud not having a very good season, and he missed time in there too. That playoff game in New England, 4 interceptions, 3 sacks. I mean, it was close into the fourth quarter. It was a 5-point game, but New England scored again and ended up winning 28-16. New England really didn't do anything itself on offense in that game. There were gifts. There was a pick six.
Yep.
It was in the snow. I was at a restaurant in Canada in between hockey games watching that game. I slipped out. It's the playoffs, Bulldog.
Yeah.
It might have been the hockey playoffs too, but it was the NFL playoffs.
You got to carve out some time. Yeah.
Sunday will be interesting. So I think I've got 4 hours of driving before the Bills game. Sunday.
Wow.
Down to, it might be more than that. Might be more like 6.
Yowza.
Toward Pittsburgh and back.
What, you got to go make a bet in Pennsylvania?
Yes,
what
that's what I'm doing. I've done it before, but I'm not going all the way. I've been to Erie to do that.
Right.
Before
right.
We could do that kind of thing here. You know, the old days. Just college tour season.
Stuff.
College trips.
Yep.
Trying to get as many of those in as we can. And, you know, it's a work day, which I completely forgot when we made this plan. Like, it's been summer. Like, I don't have anything. Do I have a draft? No. So I'm free.
Sunday the 13th.
Wait a minute. I'm working.
Good. Right.
I forgot. I do that still. Sometimes. On Sundays. So, whoops. But we'll see. I'll be here one way or another. I'll be here.
I'm counting on you.
All those lineups will have to get set. Including taking Brock Bowers out of like 20 of them today.
Oh, tell me all about it.
I mean, Sal, right?
No,
Sal's
really
the... You don't have to. He knows. He knows the grind. It sounds like he's in enough leagues. Sal knows the grind. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Timeout. This is WGR.